The U.S. House of Representatives has voted to close a legal loophole that has allowed banks to pocket billions of dollars intended to help students pay for college. The Senate is expected to approve the measure, too. Just about everyone in Washington had decried the loophole, but nobody seemed able to stop it. NPR's Anthony Brooks reports.
The financial bonanza for banks was made possible in the 1980s when the government guaranteed lenders 9.5% interest on student loans. This was to encourage them to offer more loans to help students pay for college, and it did. But now, with interest rates as low as 3 or 4%, the government still makes up the difference, paying the lenders $1 billion a year. Luke Swarthout of U.S. PIRG, a public interest group, says this at a time when students are struggling to afford college.
The banks are taking money that could be going to fund critical student grant aid and instead using it to pad their bottom lines. It's a pretty clear way that students are being hurt.
While just about everybody agrees this is wrong, there's been no agreement on how to close the loophole that permits it. Consumer advocates say the Bush administration could do it with a rule change, but the administration says it's up to Congress to pass a law. But Democrats and Republicans there have blamed each other for years of inaction. But finally, Congress is taking action.
What I want to say today, it's time for us to stop this practice.
John Boehner, a Republican from Ohio, heads a key education committee in the House, which today approved a bill to partially shut the loophole, which President Bush is expected to sign. It's a temporary one-year fix until Congress can take it up again sometime next year when it reauthorizes the Higher Education Act. Boehner says the new law would close the loophole and spend the savings on loan forgiveness for teachers who agree to work in rural and inner-city schools.
It's time for us to take the savings over this next year to help recruit more teachers for these high-poverty schools. There's been a significant problem in schools all over the country in terms of their ability to recruit and retain highly qualified math, science, and special ed teachers.
The problem with their bill is it doesn't fix the job.
That's Congressman Chris Van Hollen, a Maryland Democrat, who says the Republican-sponsored bill still leaves much of the loophole open. While it will end the high subsidies on new loans, Van Hollen says banks will still be able to do something called recycling. That is, use the interest payments on the old loans to make new loans that would still receive that taxpayer-guaranteed 9.5% interest rate. Congressman Van Hollen and other Democrats say it would be better to shut the loophole completely.
Every day that goes by, it's costing the taxpayer millions of dollars, and it's money that should be used to help students afford college. My sense is that there's some special interests that have been making a lot of money off of this for a long period of time, and there are some people who were benefiting from it, and therefore the political will had not been there.
Democrats charge the new law will still be a multi-billion dollar boon for the banks. Republicans say shutting the loophole completely would hurt non-profit student loan providers. But this is only a temporary measure, so the debate about how to fix this problem completely and permanently continues. Anthony Brooks, NPR News.